Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Racism. Now, I deal with racism all the time, especially on YouTube, but the problem is I can never see who the racists are. They're always hiding behind the screen. So then I thought to myself, where can I find a bunch of racists who I can go and troll in person? Then it hit me. The EDL. Now, the EDL is a racist group in the UK that stands for the English Defence League. So pretty much, they don't want anyone else coming in the country.
I'm here to protest, right? Because I'm going on a march. I want Britain to be back British.
It's filled with druggies and all-round schmucks, so they're the perfect group for me to target. And I figured out the perfect plan to troll these people. First step, blending in. Now, I'm going to a racist march as a black youth. They're probably going to think something's up, so I need someone there to make it believable. So I called up Dean, and he agreed to be my white racist father. I then got my friend Jay to Photoshop a picture of us both together and put it on a shirt.
Oh my God.
And hopefully this will make it look like we've been supporting the EDL for years.
Have a look at that flag. Keep waving it high. Keep waving it. Let's go, boy. Wave it. More action. Faster. Great. He's doing it with passion now. We've done it. EDL. EDL. What are your thoughts on 95% of Muslims saying they want to take over this country?
Disgusting.
And you heard about that before, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, I just made it up, so you really are a schmuck.
I never heard of it before.
Well, you just said that you did.
No, I was joking.
Oh, you were joking. Yes, the guy's a joker. He's a joker, aren't you? We're back here with
Hannah.
Hannah, and let your heart out on camera, Hannah.
Right, basically, they need to get them all off.
Okay, that's mad. Okay, so wait, off our streets?
Yeah.
So
they're our streets.
And they're taking our jobs?
Yeah, they're taking our houses, they're taking the lot.
And they took your teeth as well?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, man. Good evening, dear listener. Welcome to The Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee. You are...
Catherine Boyle.
Well done. I should have asked that about 2 years ago when you started turning up for work here. That was Nico Omelana, and I'd never heard of him before, if I'm completely honest. I've never heard of anybody until you, Catherine, retweeted a little two-minute video that he'd made, that audio comes from, of him going to an EDL... march, and just as well, I would call it winding them up. He calls it trolling them, and it's funny, man.
He's got a right cheek, and I loved it.
It's funny. It's really, really funny. And I don't click on links, and I don't watch stuff. I don't care. I'm an old man, but I watched that, and I thought, yes, son, well done, well done. Well, I'm thrilled to say that Nico's on the line. Good evening.
Hello.
Hey! And here's where we're trolling you, because me and Catherine are actually racists, and you're a young person of colour, and we're gonna destroy you tonight.
I want to know where my teeth are, mate.
Yeah, no. Well, you've got them. You got teeth.
Hey, man.
You sound all right.
That video is funny, and you've done loads of videos, and me and Kath, we watched a few of them tonight on YouTube, and we were laughing out loud, and you are going to get a TV series on Channel 4 soon, I guarantee it, and probably a movie deal and all of that stuff. But
You're gassing me out too much, man.
No, it's going to happen because you're funny, man. You're funny. But tell us about the EDL march. When did you do it, and why did you do it?
Okay, the EDL march was on Saturday. The reason I did
Saturday
it
just gone.
Yeah.
Oh, you've turned that round quick. Well done.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wanted to make a video where I could, like, as you said, wind people up, but what I'd say is trolling, where I could troll people, but without backlash. And everyone hates racists, so I just thought, oh, if I do that, most people will support it, apart from the actual EDL.
Yeah, well, yeah, not everyone hates racists. Racists, it turns out, really like racists. Yeah. They like each other.
No. I've already experienced that. I've already been getting a few racist comments.
Well, I know we've seen some of the racist comments you've got. How it looks, because you are a young black man, and you go and hang out with a load of older, you know, thick. Some of them look drunk. I couldn't possibly comment. You know, proper hardcore, good old fashioned British racists. Something we do best. It must have been terrifying.
Well, when I first went there, more like in the car on the way there, and I saw them all marching. I was like proper nervous, like I was actually shaking.
Yeah.
But then when I got there, I realised there's just a bunch of schmucks, really. I was more scared of the protesters on the other side than, because I didn't want to look like I was one of these people. But I did it for the video. I was sort of forced into it because the guy came over to me.
It is funny. There's that lovely bit in, because I watched the longer video, it's a 10-minute version, and we'll tweet all the links and all of that stuff in a bit. I've been tweeting it all day, but we'll tweet it again in a bit. But there is that great bit where there's that, you can see that tension where you're stood on the side of the EDL. You stood there with them, and you're saying, "Look, there's only about 30 of them, and there's more protesters, and I don't want to look like I'm a racist, but yeah. I've got to pretend to be a racist."
Yeah, exactly, for the sake of the video. And that's the thing, because I bought a whole shirt for it as well. So, and half the time I was zipping up my jacket because I didn't want the people on the other side to see my shirt.
There's a picture of you and your apparently white racist dad that was actually your mate.
Yeah, my mate.
What I loved about that was that so many of the actual racists saw that as like a, oh yeah, fair enough, he is actually from EDL TV. He's got a T-shirt on.
And it was showing them the YouTube channel you'd set up with one video on. So they all thought you were from
totally legit
EDL TV. Yeah.
And that YouTube channel was actually made in the car on the way there. I called my mate up, shout out to Sharky, called him up, told him to make the channel. And he did it on the way there, so it's really last minute.
How many subscribers has the EDL channel got?
I think it's just about to hit 1,000.
Oh my god,
mate! You've got to use that. You've got to utilise that power. Your YouTube channel, you got over 100,000 subscribers this year.
Yeah.
That's nuts, man. How long have you been doing this for?
I've been doing it for years, but it's only recently where it started to get like quite a lot of success. Like before, I've been doing it for like 5 years.
Wow. And why do you do it? Because me and Kath have watched about 3 or 4 of them, and I'm gonna watch the rest over the next few weeks because there's loads on there. But why did you start doing it? What was the first one you did, and why did you do it?
I used to watch a lot of YouTube, and I just always wanted to get into it. Really,
yeah.
Like. As a kid, what I watched, I didn't really watch TV. I just watched YouTube. So the dream was always, oh, I want to be a YouTuber.
Isn't that funny?
And that's why I got into it.
It's funny because you do. Sometimes me and Kath go, and we haven't done it for a while, but we go and talk to schools and stuff. And kids, a lot of them say, what do you want to do when you grow up? And my boys have started saying it. I want to be a YouTuber. And that.
Oh, yeah.
And 10, 15 years ago, when we were growing up, longer than that, that wasn't a thing.
I've caught my little girls practicing makeup tutorials.
Yeah. But this is, we talk about this a lot, the fact that you can self-publish books, you can put podcasts out, you can set up your own channel, and as long as you're doing stuff that's decent, you'll find an audience. It just happens, Nico, that you found an audience of 100,000.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. And once you find it, you got to really sort of run with it.
What was the first one you did, the first film you made?
First video, I made a Morgan Freeman song.
Oh, that's a great start.
It was very ridiculous. Actually, an awful video, but
Yeah, that was the first one.
Are you embarrassed by the early ones? Because I suppose it is a bit like having your baby pictures out in public, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm embarrassed by the early ones, but I'm not going to lie to you. There's actually ones before which are too embarrassing to even show.
Wow.
So I've got quite a lot of, like, privated.
I tell you what is great. Me and Kath were saying this. Years and years ago, I used to have a thing called the 11 o'clock show. And I kind of...
The 11 o'clock show, I saw it before.
No, not you didn't see it when it went out, because you would have been like a baby.
Yeah, no. It came out in 1999. Yeah. I was watching clips of it earlier. I did my research.
Oh, well done. Good.
No, I loved it. Honestly, I loved it. When I saw the one where you were, like, tying people's shoes up and stuff.
Yeah.
Getting people to tie your shoes up.
And
another one where you were interviewing people.
There's kind of a similarity in what we're doing, but the thing with the 11 o'clock show is a lot of it was really mean. It was really, there's some nice stuff in it, but it was a lot of it was mean. And what Kath and I noticed about your stuff is it's just naughty and it's charming and there's no malice in there. It's just naughtiness.
Like, we love the bit where you went and invaded Asda on a mobility scooter dressed as an old white bloke.
I made it into the store without any problems at all. And basically, I wanted to look like a crazy old man.
Listen here, you little rat. Get off these streets, I hate you. I hate the youth.
I smell people's flowers.
Lovely flowers.
Very nice flowers.
Oh, yes, I love those flowers.
Somehow I met old friends.
How are you? How you doing, Jimmy? Nice to meet you again.
Yeah. You're looking well. Don't go too quick now.
Oh, no, I'll make sure not to. How are you doing? I'm telling you now, I had no idea who that man was.
I sang to people.
Oh, my friend, why are you so shy? And like you don't back, stand away from the light.
And I even touched some random guy's hair.
Have you got some nice hair? Oh,
my hair's a bit messy today, so.
Oh, well, I ain't got none. Like, look at that, I got no hair. Smack my head, gone. Track it, yeah. No, harder. I got no hair. Well, yes.
Can I hit hard?
Yeah, hit it hard. Oh, that was a little too hard. I think I'm a bit close, but thank you, mate.
No worries.
You made my day.
The fact that kid was so willing to hit an old man is very worrying.
You like that?
I loved it. You were getting people to pat your head, asking them whether they liked your flat cap.
What is it? Do you know Freddie? No, is he famous? No, he's my brother and he lives locally. In the words, I'm guessing that was meant to be a Scottish accent.
Yeah, no. I always put on accents, but I always butcher them. But somehow I always get away with it.
It was funny. And also, when I did that stuff at the 11 o'clock show, I was a young man. I was 24, 25 years old. I couldn't do that now. I couldn't go into supermarkets and, you know, do the kind of stuff you were doing. It takes balls to go and do that, doesn't it?
Oh, no, you should, Ian. We could do a collab.
Oh my God, that's such a good idea.
Listen, I it would be a thrill to have to even be the dude at the end of one of your videos that says, I want you to get 6,500 likes. You know, you ask me any time, brother, and I'm there. I'm holding the camera for you
because
I think you're brilliant.
If you need another racist dad, he's the man.
I am actually a racist. Well,
I'm serious. I'll actually hit you up.
Right, Nico, I'm going to DM you my phone number after this and I would love to. It would be a thrill. We also loved...
buying Wembley with pennies.
Buying Tottenham Hotspur with pennies, but with not that many pennies either.
Yeah, I know. I got too many comments about that. £30.
It was very, very fun. How do you do it all? Do you edit it all and stuff? Or have you got like friends that help you do all that? Because it's really slick.
So I do like I write it and then I get a mate to help me film it, but then I do all the editing and then post it and stuff like that.
Wow, because it's good, man. It's good.
And how close is it to your right? Because we've done stuff before and filmed it, or
yeah.
we've recorded stuff. And when I'm editing it at the end, it always turns out slightly different from how I envisaged it. Most of the time, it's a bit better. Sometimes it's just different. How close do you get? Do you try and stick to it, or do you just let it be what it is?
So with videos like the EDL video, the reason I like that so much is it's literally all like the whole storyline is made when you're there. So there's the plan before, but then it all like happens as it's going on. And then when you're editing it, you're then making the storyline like happen. So there, it's completely random. With like skits and stuff, the comedy skits, that's all like very planned out. So that's quite accurate to how I plan it. But with the public stuff, The reason I enjoy that so much is because it's so random.
Buy a decent mic. That's the only thing I'm going to say. What is that crap mic you're using?
Oh, it's actually a bad microphone. No.
It's terrible.
Is this better?
No, not the one on the phone. I'm talking about the one on your videos.
Oh, okay, the one on the videos. Okay, I just changed my mic on my phone.
Yeah, we totally trolled him with the microphone bants.
The one in my videos. Yeah, I should buy a better one, to be fair. I've had this one for years.
I'm just looking. The two sort of 2.5 minute edit you've done of the EDL thing, that's had nearly 500,000 views already. That's incredible.
Yeah. What, on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's done really well on Twitter.
Have you had any backlash from racists? And, you know, because Twitter, as we know, it's a breeding ground for arseholes.
Yeah, and you just blew a big whistle.
Yeah, you've put up the bat signal for racists. Have you had any abuse from it?
Yeah, no, I've had a lot. Some of the people from the video have actually, messaged me.
Uh-oh.
They're saying they found my address and they're going to come pay me a visit.
Oh, so no!
I can't wait for that.
No! Well, as long as you film it...
Exactly. I highly doubt they've got it, but if they do, I'll make a great video from it. So.
Is there a plan, Nick? Is there like a dream that in 5 years' time you want to be doing movies or you want to...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Beyond. What's the ambition?
No, I'd love to. I'd love to. I want to do YouTube for the next few years, but I really would love to do like movies or like work on TV and that sort of stuff.
It's going to happen, man. It's definitely going to happen. I know it because honestly, you're funny. You've got absolute balls of steel.
Also, he's really likable. Yeah. You watch it and you want you to succeed.
You're too kind. You're too kind.
No, he wants...
Honestly, it's fine. Now this microphone you're on is rubbish. Right. So, very quick, I'm going to DM you my phone number because I'd love to pop up in one of your videos. What's the YouTube channel if people want to go and find you on YouTube?
Okay, just... Mike Batch. And the YouTube channel is Nico Omolana.
Just Nico, and it's NikoOmilana. It's the same for Twitter. I'm going to tweet it all at some point in the next 45 minutes or stuff. Dude, you're brilliant, man, and I look forward to watching you get famous because it's definitely going to happen. Thank you so much. And Nico, maybe come into the studio one night.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to.
All right, brilliant. Hey, nice one, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers, Nico. Bye-bye. What a night. Do you want to go and say goodbye to him?
Oh, he's so brilliant.
If you've not seen it, it's been tweeted by everybody and retweeted. It's so funny. And the delight of falling down the rabbit hole of his YouTube channel. He's a bright kid, man. And he's got a wicked sense of humour. Wicked in both senses of the word. And he's very funny. 03-444-991000 is the telephone number. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.